Somebody who ate truma b'shogeg that he didn't, he has to pay a karen plus a chaimish. And that karen b'chaimish has to be paid from some food that the truma t'maisos was taken from it. If the person who ate the truma b'shogeg isn't ani, he's a poor person that collected some leket shechor peah, he cannot use the leket shechor peah to pay off the principal on the fifth to the kohen. So too, if he was zocha and some food from hefker, somebody with makir some food, and he was zocha and he cannot use that hefker to pay off the karen b'chaimish to the kohen. The reason being is that the karen b'chaimish has to be paid from your own food that the truma t'maisos were taken from it. And leket shechor peah and hefker are positive from truma t'maisos, so therefore they cannot be used to pay the karen b'chaimish to the kohen. But lo mi'maisa rishon shenitla trumasa, so too a levi cannot use ma'isa rishon to pay off the kohen the karen b'chaimish, even though the truma t'maisos was already taken off from the ma'isa rishon. A levi did a truma b'shagi, and he has the Ma'aser Rishon, but he already took off the Trumas Ma'aser from that Ma'aser Rishon, he cannot use that Ma'aser Rishon to pay off the Karen B'chaimish to the Kohen. And since prior to taking off the Trumas Ma'aser, he cannot use the Ma'aser Rishon to pay off the Kohen, so too after he took off the Trumas Ma'aser from the Ma'aser Rishon, he still cannot use Ma'aser Rishon to pay off the principal plus the fifth to the Kohen. Below me Ma'aser Sheini B'Hegdish Sheniftu Shein Hegdish Poydez Hegdish Dibirabimim. And so too, you cannot use Ma'aser Sheni or Hegdish to pay off the principal plus the fifth to the kohen, even though the Ma'aser Sheni or Hegdish has already been redeemed. Because one Hegdish cannot be used to redeem another Hegdish, according to Rabbi Meir. As Truma is Hegdish, as the Torah calls Truma Kodesh. And Ma'aser Sheni and Hegdish are also Hegdish. According to Rabbi Meir, Ma'aser Sheni is Mamon Gavo, is Mamon that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Ma'aser Sheni is also regarded as Hegdish. And one Hegdish cannot redeem a different Hegdish. You can't use Ma'aser Sheni and Hegdish to redeem Truma, which you ate Bishogeg. Now, even though the Ma'aser Sheni or Hegdish has already been redeemed, for Rabbi Meir holds, since prior to them having been redeemed, they cannot be used to pay off the Karen B'chaimish, so too, after they're redeemed, they cannot be used to pay off the Kohen, the Karen B'chaimish. The Chachamim Matirim Be'elu, the Chachamim do allow you to use Ma'aser Sheni or Hegdish to pay off the Kohen, the principal plus the fifth, once they have been redeemed. And so too, the Chachamim hold that a lady, that a Truma B'shogeg, can use Ma'aser Rishon to pay off the Karen B'chaimish, if the Trumas Ma'aser has already been taken off from the Ma'aser Rishon. As according to the Chachamim, even though the Ma'aser Sheni or Hegdish cannot be used to pay off the Karen B'chaimish before they are redeemed, but they could be used after they are redeemed. So too, a Levi that has Ma'aser Rishon, which a Trumas Ma'aser has been taken from it, even though prior to the Trumas Ma'aser being taken from it, it cannot be used to pay off the Karen B'chaimish, but once the Trumas Ma'aser has been taken from it, it could be used to pay off the Kohen, the Karen B'chaimish, for the Truma that was eaten B'shogeg. Somebody who ate Truma B'shogeg, he has to pay a principal plus a fifth to the Kohen from food that he has, the Truma Samaizes were taken from it. He doesn't have to pay the same type of food of the Truma that he ate. He can pay a different type of food from the Truma that he ate, as long as he pays a better type of food than the truma that he ate. If he ate gros, dried figs of truma, he can pay dates of truma. Dates is a better food than figs. But he cannot do vice versa. If he ate dates, he can't pay from his own figs. For Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Mesham and Elami Min Almino. Rabbi Akiva argues, according to Rabbi Akiva, you can only pay the same type of food that was a truma that you ate. If the truma was figs, you have to pay from your own figs, the Karen B'chomish. If the truma was dates, you have to pay from dates. Therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, since when you pay the Karen B'chomish to the Kohen, you have to pay the same type of food from the truma that you ate, if the truma that you ate was kishuan, a type of vegetable, and you ate it on Erev Shvi'ez, when the kishuan was still available, and now it's Shvi'ez and the Kishuan is no longer available, and you can't pay from Kishuan of Shvi'ez, as Kishuan that grew on Shvi'ez has Kedusha Shvi'ez, and you can't use it to pay off the coin, the Karen B'chomish, as you're not allowed to do Schora, business, with Peros Shvi'ah. I'm paying off the coin. The Karen V'chomer is similar to Zchora. So therefore, you have no choice but to wait for the Kishuin of Motzei Shvi'ah. You have to wait for the Kishuin to grow on the year after Shvi'ah, and only then would you be able to pay the coin, the Karen V'chomer, as you cannot pay from any other type of food besides Kishuin, so you simply have to wait until the year after Shvi'ah for the Kishuin of Motzei Shvi'ah, and then you would pay the coin, the Karen V'chomer. In Malkon Sharad Eliezer Meikol, Misham Rabbi Akiva Machma. From the same pasuk, the Rabbi Eliezer learned that you can be lenient and pay from a different type of food than the truma that you ate. That's the same pasuk with Rabbi Akiva finds a source to be machmir and to learn that you have to pay from the same type of food of the truma that you ate. Shenema. The pasuk says, "Venatam lekohen et hakodesh." When you pay the kohen, the Karen V'chomer, you have to pay him kodesh. Kosahu Roy Leo Kodesh Dibri Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer learned from this pasuk that what the pasuk said, you give the coin kodesh, any type of food which is fit to be kodesh, which is fit to be truma, could be used to pay off the coin. You don't daka have to use the same type of food of the truma that you ate. For Rabbi Akiva, I may have enough on the coin as a kodesh sha'ah. Rabbi Akiva learns differently from the very same pasuk. Rabbi Akiva understands the pasuk to mean that what the pasuk says, "Benasam lekohen as a kodesh," the kodesh the pasuk is referring to is the kodesh that you ate, meaning to say that the very same kodesh that you ate, that truma that you ate, that's the same type of food that you need to use to pay the coin, the karen v'chomer. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva learn out their din from the same pasuk, just they understand the pasuk differently. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the pasuk is teaching us a leniency that you do not have to pay back the same food that you ate, while Rabbi Akiva understands the pasuk that it is teaching you a stringency that the karen v'chomer that you pay the coin must be from the same type of food that the truma that you ate once.